There's a lot of toxic fan bases in baseball, but Mets fans are the most negative, whiny bees on the planet. And then they win three games in a row, and it's the greatest team ever. It's like, I cannot handle your issues, your personal baggage with Mets. I cannot handle Mets fans' personal baggage. Can't
they are soft as babies' backside.
And here's the thing. Like, the opposite is the Phillies. They'll punch you out for saying, like, have a nice day. Like, so there's, like, almost any fan base from the NL East you kind of got to watch out for in one way or another. But I got to say this. I think, and I know why they do this, leagues always try and plan out the schedule perfectly to start the World Series on this date, and the latest possible date is this. Totally respect that. If you're going to have a three-game series before the ALDS, I think the second, if both ALDSs, or sorry, if both wild card rounds in a specific league and in a sweep, I want the DS moved up like a day or two. This waiting 2 days, it's for the birds. It's absolutely nonsensical.
Well, it plays out to the wild card teams that just won because they get to set the rotation again. And, you know, when you earn the right to be a first seed or a second seed, and like you just mentioned, I agree wholeheartedly that if you do move it up one day, you're already set as the division winner to get what you need. But to give the wild card the opportunity to get set, to get fresh and re-energized, I don't like it.
Well, here's the other thing. It's just a pacing thing. Like, these last couple of days have been amazing. I mean, with baseball starting at 2 and going all the way till 11 o'clock at night, it invokes the idea of like March Madness. And so I know that you don't want to have 2 p.m. ALDS games because that's fine. But still, give me that 8 p.m. first pitch. Give it to me as soon as you possibly can. Again, if one team, like in the NL, one team got the sweep, the other team's fighting tonight, the Brewers-Mets trying to finish off that series, or will finish off that series tonight, okay, don't do it. But, like, this idea that the leagues have to be in lockstep, no. I think within the league, that's fair, that each round goes to the same length. But from the AL to the NL, nah. Because I think in the end, it'll even out in the wash.
So are you a fan of, the Guards have the 1 o'clock game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of baseball, playoff baseball, being in the afternoon? Or are you a fan going to a game and being able to see it at evening?
I'm an evening baseball guy. I think it just has a different feel to it. And I think they buried the Guardians game at that 1 p.m.
Oh, big time, right? It's all about the Yankees at that point, you know, about the ratings and everything else. And that's why I asked you that, is because I would rather see an evening game here in Cleveland. Oh, my goodness, man. Outstanding atmosphere.
Well, and so with that, you know, you've got the Dodgers and Padres, so big market. Here's an 8:38 game. I'm going to go ahead and say that the Mets and Phillies, I actually don't know when their first pitch is going to be. I think it's probably going to be like a 4 o'clock game, I would assume. But don't hold me to that because I'm guessing on that. But, like, even that, like, what are we doing here? Like, and in that case, you're kind of bearing the Phillies even, although Phillies and Brewers probably didn't have the same punch as Philly and Mets. 216-474-0092. We were just asking you there if, regardless of who wins this series, will you be rooting for the winner of this series to represent the AL? Because hashtag bleep the Yankees. Mike and Stowe, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Good to hear from you.
So I'm with Jason. I could not root for Detroit or the Yankees. Both hatred. I would have to pass and go on to a yard work option, maybe root canal. I don't know. And then hope that, like I said, the way I really hope it plays out would be the only team in the American League I think I could root for other than the Guardians at this point would be KC, as long as we don't face them in the next round and then they beat us. I'm with him. I'd go to the National League at that point and just hope for whoever it is to beat whoever represents us. But my point is this. Everybody's afraid of Tarik. Look, we hit him. We knocked him around pretty good. We hit him. We hit 10 hits off that guy when we faced him this year. We just didn't hit in the right spots. We're good for hitting guys that just put the heat down the middle. You know, we're not bad. We're contact hitters. So I'm not afraid of him so much. I think we can, not I think we can work with that. Get to our bullpen. We got to hit it early, I think. Get it, you know, get the first game early, quick. Get the momentum shut down on them. They are running hot. I think that has a lot to do with it. But I'm not afraid of Tarik. Let's get this going.
Mike, I love the confidence, buddy. You are excited, not nervous. I need that energy from you. Appreciate you, bud. All right, so I think it's smart to start Skubal in that game two on normal rest because it's so early in the playoffs. You're going to need him healthy and not worn down. So this makes sense. The downside of it is if Cleveland takes that first game at home, he was able to set the table in game one. And it is a different feeling. I mean, we're talking a lot about, okay, who are the Tigers once they lose a playoff game? At the same point, I want to put as much pressure on Skubal in game two as possible. And how you do that, one, it's at home for Cleveland, so that's a nice thing. But how you do that is you take game one. You take game one, all of a sudden he's got his back up against the wall. They've got their back up against the wall. Let's see if you can take those first two games. Because you take those first two games, because I do think you only need to get to them once. But the earlier you get to him, the better chance you have to go ahead and make this a short series and then kind of, you know, hopefully move on to the Royals and not the Yankees. But, well, you know, you can't really work with that.
You win game one, you get to him in game two, you're probably not going to have to worry about facing him a second time in this series based on what the guards have in their lineup as well as what they have in the bullpen.
I think what's wild is, it's going to be a really interesting test here. I hope I'm right that the Tigers' bullpen isn't as good as the numbers say they are. And the reason why I say that is you're going to try and win this series the same way. You're going to try. Both of you are going to do a lot of leaning on that bullpen. And your bullpen is more elite. I mean, your bullpen is historically good. So that should give us a lot of confidence here. But the difference maker will end up being, all right, if they go as a bulk man to Casey Mize, what does his three innings look like Gavin's three innings? So it's just, the more we talk about it, I think people are talking me off the ledge a little bit, but I'll say this. It's the only way I'm going to the NL, because I will, inevitably, I will root for the small market because I am a sucker like that. I'm going to need the Brewers to polish off the Mets so that I got a 50% chance of a small market team coming out of the NL, because then it's an easy decision if it's not the Guardians in the World Series.
Well, hopefully we don't have to worry about that, right? Hopefully the Guardians show up, they play hard, they get past this series here, and then they move on and, you know, whoever they face, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Royals, you know, they do their damage. And I think looking at this series, though, you know, going more in depth, I like, and I've already mentioned it, but I like the rotation that the guards are going to be placing together. I don't like the Tigers' rotation. I don't like that they're going to set, you know, Skubal down and have him go game two. I know that he needs his regular rest, but I'm also looking at this from the perspective that you have to win game one to keep that momentum going.
So we do have some rumors out there about the ceremonial first pitch for the ALDS. Working to confirm it, I might have set the bar too high. So I'm gonna put out a couple tweets to see if what I'm seeing is, in fact, for real. If it is, we'll get to that later in the show. We do have Scott Braun, a host of Foul Territory, to talk us through these playoff matchups coming up at 6:20 tonight. But when we come back, guys, it is time for the 5 at 5 with Nick Wilson and Jason Stanford right here on 92.3 The Fan.